Welcome to Giants Online, driven by the Hestoy Truck. Call this our online segment, and the guys that follow the Giants day in and day out to shed some light on the football team. We've got Art Stapleton of The Record and famed author Tom Rock of Newsday. Gentlemen, this football team, Orleans Darkwa, out of nowhere, literally out of the dark. What was the decision to finally use him?
You know, it's funny. Darkwa said that he didn't even know he was going to get any handoffs, any carries, any touches on offense until running backs coach Craig Johnson came over to him on the sideline before that series and said, Orleans, you're in. And he said he actually grabbed him, grabbed his coach and turned him back and said, Coach, you serious? And he said, yes, Orleans, get in the game. And he went in. I mean, he was impressive in the preseason, so it's not a surprise that he can produce. It's just maybe a little bit of a surprise that the Giants waited this long.
I think he's a really good balance between the running backs that they have. He has a really good eye for the way that this offensive line blocks. I think we saw that a little bit in the preseason. I think he's got a lot of explosiveness. He's a very physical runner. He's kind of a deceptively big guy. So he's got a lot of tools that he can use there. Now the question becomes, how do you get four guys' touches? How do you work them all in? They all seem to have different skill sets and different abilities and that can be called on at different points in the game. It's going to be a real challenge, I think, to keep everybody happy and keep everybody productive.
And I think an important part of it, too, Bob, is the idea that Darkwa was on the active roster. He's playing. He's on special teams. And I don't think Tom Coughlin would have signed off on the idea of getting a fourth guy into the mix if Darkwa wasn't as effective as what he's doing on special teams. And, you know, look, early in the year he recovered a big fumble. You know, this is a guy who has done everything they needed to wait for his opportunity, and I think that he's kind of earned this shot.
He made a big hit in the Eagles game on a punt coverage that would really opened up a lot of eyes.
You know, another guy who has been versatile for this football team, Dwayne Harris, named the NFC Special Teams Player of the Week, but the Giants got something out of him from the receiving game as well against the Dallas Cowboys, and I guess that's what they envisioned when they brought him in, didn't they?
Well, that's why he's here. That's why he's not with the Cowboys anymore, because the Cowboys said, we don't want to use you in that role. We see you as a blocking wide receiver and a special teams player, and he came to the Giants, who at the time, you say, they're stacked at wide receiver. They have Odell, they have Cruz coming back, they have Randall, and you look at these numbers and you say, how is this guy going to get any reps? Well, it worked itself out, I guess, and now all of a sudden Harris is a big part of the offense, and of course he still brings that special team dimension that we saw the other day.
Yeah, and the thing about Harris, too, again, I mentioned with Darkwa, you know, Harris on special teams is not just a returner. You know, he's your best gunner. He's earned a lot of accolades around the league for being a complete special teams player. So the special teams upgrade that the Giants went after is finally starting to pay dividends with Harris and Casillas. And Darkwa had a huge block on that return. Those three guys on Harris's return, it was blocks from Darkwa initially, and then Casillas sealed the alley and let Harris go. So I think that upgrade is really kind of underappreciated right now as the Giants sit 4-3 in first place.
I think a lot of people kind of rolled their eyes at the Harris signing and the amount of money, but when you talk to the Giants players and people who scout this division, they knew that Harris was an impact player on special teams and not just with the football in his hands.
All right, a little boost in the building earlier in the week with Jason Pierre-Paul signing and coming in. Obviously, there's that two-week window, so we really don't know how much he's going to be able to contribute on the football field, but it seemed to be a situation where the team, the guys in the locker room, were pretty pumped to see him and have him back.
They really did, and you know, it was fun to actually watch JPP out there on the practice field doing some football drills, and for the first time, I mean, it almost felt like training camp that the players were rallying and cheering him on as he's running through the gauntlet, knocking over tackling dummies. I mean, I would imagine that the Giants, sure, they need JPP, but JPP needed the Giants. And that's why this marriage was inevitable if they finally came to their senses, I think, on Pierre-Paul's side, to get back in the building and be with this team. And I think going forward now, maybe we can replace ridicule with a little bit of respect for what JPP has overcome just to get to this point.
And now the question becomes, when does he get on the field for a game? And so everybody's speculating against the Patriots, maybe against Washington after the bye. you know, he plays a position where you can put him in there for 10 or 15 snaps a game and just let him go in special pass rush situations. So there's a chance, just looking at it, the way he was moving around on the field on Thursday, I wouldn't be surprised if they roll the dice if he's moving along against Tampa next week.
All right, guys, obviously we know about the Giants' struggles when they go to New Orleans. Your prediction for this week?
You know, I thought they would beat the Cowboys, and I think they're going to come away with a win this week. I think the running game, getting the running game going, taking the pressure off of the offensive line in pass-only situations, I think you'll have a big game. And look, we've been waiting for the last couple of weeks. Odell Beckham Jr. finally back out on the field in practice. I think he has a big game in his homecoming. I say, you know, 37-31 Giants.
Yeah. A lot of homecomings. You got Eli, you have Randall, you have Beckham, you have Orleans Darkwa, who played at Tulane. I think all those guys contribute. I think the Giants win.
Gentlemen, we appreciate the time.
Thanks, Bob.
All right. That's our online segment.